Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kathy Griffin is looking for her husband. And when I say looking for her husband, I mean she hired a private investigator to track him down. She cannot find this man anywhere. And the reason she's doing that is she can't find him to serve him divorce papers. She filed for divorce about a year ago, and apparently she asked him to leave their house and has not heard or seen this man since. So much so that when she tried to find him to serve divorce papers, she couldn't find the guy. So court documents obtained by ET Entertainment Tonight says that her search has been unsuccessful, and now she's going to take steps to enter default, which basically means that you can still get a divorce even if somebody is running away from you.
I find her to be one of the most annoying celebrities. If I was him, I would have taken the papers in a second and said, thank you. This means we don't have to live together anymore? I'm in.
Well, I guess once he was done, he was just done.
Yep.
When she said get out, he bounced, but... Yeah, you would think if you want to be away from her that bad,
yeah, stick around.
You'll make yourself found so you can get the papers and you can make it official.
But does he want to be away from her that bad to the point where she can't even find him to give the papers, or does he not want to get a divorce?
It sounds like he doesn't want to get a divorce because why else wouldn't you make yourself available? Like, you know the divorce is coming. It's something you can't avoid. You can't just say, I don't want a divorce, and then run away from your wife forever unless he's going to try.
Can I sidetrack for a second?
Yes.
What did I miss? You guys are all wearing the red Burt's Big Adventure stuff,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not. What email did I miss?
You did miss the email. I texted everybody yesterday.
Okay. Oops.
Yeah. Right. We'll put you in the back of the picture so people can't see what you're wearing.
Okay, deal. I just looked up and I'm like, hey, wait a second. Something fit here. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to start coordinating our outfits from now on. Yeah. Tomorrow's green, right?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Green shirt, black pants, gotcha. Yep.
I think you'll pretty much get the same results out of me if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to need to start checking your text.
So anyway, hopefully she can find a divorce and hopefully they find her husband, because that would be a little scary if we can find him. All right, if you were a big 98 Degrees fan, I've got some really exciting news for you, because Taylor Swift has inspired them to re-record their old songs and put out new ones.
You know, we're excited now because, you know, you have opportunities digitally to reach your fan base exponentially. So we're excited and reinvigorated by the opportunity to put new music out again. So we're kind of following the Taylor Swift steps and re-recording our masters so we can have ownership of them and give our fans sort of a nostalgic play there, as well as five new songs. So we're really, really thrilled and excited about it. Well, we're doing a big show called Lovers and Friends in Las Vegas, May 5th. It's a huge festival. And then we'll probably be on tour, I'm going to say October, November time.
I've met them. I've interviewed them. Nicest guys ever. But Taylor Swift, 98 Degrees, I understand them wanting to control their masters and have ownership of their masters, and I don't begrudge them that at all. I just don't think it's going to have the same effect as what Taylor Swift is doing with all of her masters.
That's because they weren't inspired by Taylor Swift. They were inspired by NSYNC and seeing the reaction to NSYNC. Like, I guarantee you, Backstreet's had success. Mm. And then NSYNC has come back and hit the, like, I mean, even though I think JT's using it for his own album, I bet you they're looking at it and being like, we are missing out on a cash cow right now. But they can't come on and be like, NSYNC inspired it. Like, our rivals inspired us. Taylor Swift inspired us. Like, that's the much better narrative. I guarantee you that's what happened.
It also does feel a little bit like they're trying to cash in on, like, oh, look. Girls in their 20s, we listen to Taylor Swift and we respect Taylor Swift. Come on over and listen to our boy band music that we're going to reignite. And also Nick Lachey's got a little bit of momentum because he's the host of Love is Blind. So they'll probably try and capitalize off of like the little glint of fame that he's reigniting.
Is it true that there is a a petition that is getting quite a few signatures to get him and his wife, Vanessa, off the show, so they're no longer hosting it.
I have not seen this petition, but it wouldn't shock me because people were so outraged with that last Love Is Blind reunion because they hated how they did it. I was surprised to see them on this season.
Why do they hate them so much?
Well, she kept asking, like, she was asking questions about when somebody was going to have babies and people were feeling a certain way about that. And then there was some other stuff that went down. I don't recall, but apparently they do not like them as the host of the show.
Yeah. It was just a couple tasteless questions. So they were trying to get rid of them, but there they are. Mm-hmm. Still the host. Speaking of Taylor Swift, when you think of Swifties, you think of like little powder puffy girls like me, like dancing in our frilly dresses. But the lead singer of Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, says that Swifties are the most punk rock community he's seen since his days of leaving punk rock music. So he took one of his daughters to a Taylor Swift concert, and he said that it reminded him of the camaraderie of the punk rock community. He says everyone, he called us misfits, he goes, everyone is aligned. All of the misfits. You make your friendship bracelets, and you go to the concert. Everyone's got the different messages on them, and it's just little acts of goodwill, like I guess you would see back in those days. So we're really cool. We're really punk.
Yeah. Not when you do that.
Yeah. All right. Kate Middleton conspiracy theorists have gone a step too far and got something of hers during a security breach. I'll fill you in on what they found on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.